When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it's written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Okay, let's stop that share. Now, I've got a question here for you. So get ready to, particularly any young people, get ready to unmute and see if you can give me the answer. But let me just pull this across and make sure you can all see it. Okay, there we go. Now, here is the question. Okay, how old do we think that baby is? This child is 1 month old. Can anyone guess which of the Brewster children they think this might be? The answer is actually it's a 1 month old Amelie Brewster. Now, when Jesus was about 1 month old, he had to go, his mum and dad had to take him to the temple for a special ceremony. And whilst he was there, God wanted to show everyone just how important the baby was. Because here's the thing, a month old baby doesn't look very important and doesn't look much like the savior of the world. That's what the shepherds had learnt about the baby Jesus. So when baby Jesus was taken to the temple for this special ceremony, God provided two people to say how amazing and how special and important this baby was going to be. One was Simeon, we thought a bit about him last time, and the other one was Anna. And we are going to think together about Anna today. Okay. And this is where, if you are a young person, you now need your piece of paper and some pencils, because we are all going to have a go at getting a picture of Anna together. We're going to work out what made her, what she was like, and what we can learn from her. So, if you've got any young people in the house who are not currently here, get them along, get them involved, because there's going to be plenty for them to learn as we do this kind of all age talk together. So, let's have a look and find out about Anna. And I'm going to be adding to my picture, and I hope that you'll all have some little pictures to add to as you go along as well. And that we can perhaps show them to the screens at the end of our time together. Okay, so we are in Luke chapter 2, if you want to follow along in your Bibles as well, from verse 36. Now, I'm going to read a little bit and see if you can hear what we learn about Anna. Okay, verse 36. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. Let's pause there. Did anyone notice anything that we learn about Anna in those verses?
She was old.
She was old, absolutely. That's one important thing. She was very old. She was 84 years old. Anything else that we learned about her? She was a something beginning with P.
Prophet.
A prophet. That's right. So why don't we write that one down again? If you've got your bit of paper, let's write that about Anna up at the top. She was a prophet. Now, a prophet was someone who speaks a true message from God. In other words, this what Anna has to say to us isn't just her own ideas or opinions, but a message from God. Now, someone else has said that she was very old. Now, how can we make her look very old? Perhaps we should we give her some wrinkles? Okay, I don't know quite where the wrinkles would go. Apologies to anyone who is very old. I'm probably not doing a very good job here. And what else do very old people tend to have? What do we think? Maybe some, any other ideas? I thought, that's pretty good, say Father Thomas says, I thought maybe some gray hair. So I've actually got some gray paint here. And let's give her some nice gray hair, okay, because she's old. 84 years old. Okay, is that looking? Maybe she needs a bit of a hairstyle there. There we go. Do we have anyone on the call today who is older than 84? Anyone admitting to be over 84? Well, that just goes to show how old she was. She was even older than some of the people in our church family. Okay, so she was old. She was a prophet. And there was something else important that we learn about her. Did anyone notice what that was? She was a something beginning with W. Anyone widow. Get that? Say it again.
Widow.
She was a widow. Now, that just means that very sadly, after quite a short time, her husband had died. So I think the way I'm going to do this is I've got some blue paint here, and maybe on yours as well, you might want to just do a few tears. Okay, can you see those? Just a few tears, because she had known really hard things in life. Her husband had died when she was very young. It must have made her very, very sad. She'd known real sadness in her life. Now, there are some other wonderful things that we're going to learn about Anna, but let me just pause here for a moment, because here's one thing that we can learn from Anna straight away, and that is just how important older Christians are. Actually, older Christians have lots and lots to teach us. Many of them have gone through difficult times in their life, just like Anna, and have lots to teach us about God's kindness and faithfulness, just as we're going to see Anna had to teach people as well. So if you're an older person in our church family, we love you very much. You're absolutely vital to our church family. And if we're a young person, God has given you lots of spiritual grannies and grandpas who we can all learn lots and lots from. Isn't that wonderful? So Anna, she was a prophet. She was very old. She was a widow. But we're going to learn something else. Listen to this next verse from the Bible. It says this: she never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Now, the way that I'm going to describe her from that verse is that she loved God. She wanted to worship him and spend time with him in the temple and pray to him. So I think the way that I will depict this, and maybe you could do this on your pictures as well, okay, is with a nice big heart, and I've got some red paint here as well, just to colour that in for us. Because Anna was a lady who had one big love in her life, and it was for God. She loved him so much that she spent all of her time in the temple learning more about him and learning to love him more. Now, we might think, wow, what a waste of a life. She spent maybe over 50 years in the temple. That seems like quite a boring thing to do. But Anna realized that actually there is nothing better than getting to know the God who loves her and who made her. And that's why she spent all of that time in the temple. I read some verses right at the beginning of the service from Psalm 63. And Anna believed these herself. Do you remember David said, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. That's what Anna was doing. And in your name, I will lift up my hands. I will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. You see, Anna realized there was no greater way to be satisfied and happy in life than knowing and loving God more and more. So even though she'd known hard things in her life, that's what she focused her life on. Now, wonderfully for us, we don't have to go to the temple to praise and worship God. But if we want to know God better and better, we do need to spend time in our Bibles, and we do need to spend time praying to him every day. So she was a prophet. She was very old. She'd known hard things in her life. She loved God. And there's one more thing that we're going to learn together. And listen to this verse. It's from verse 38. And see if you can think what this last thing might be. Verse 38, coming up to them at that very moment, Anna gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. So she rushed up to Mary and Joseph with the baby Jesus, and she spoke to everyone. And here's the word that I've got to summarize it, and a little picture for us. She was very, oh, look, I completely cut that off at the bottom of your screens. Let me do it over here. Okay, she was excited about Jesus. So I've just drawn there an exclamation mark. And maybe if you're doing a little picture, perhaps that's the next thing to draw on yours as well. And let me just color that in for us as well. Okay, so she was excited about Jesus. Now, let me read the verse and see if someone can tell me, how can we tell that she's excited about Jesus? It says, coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Did anyone spot, how can we tell that she was very excited about Jesus? What did she do? Okay, well, I think the two things I noticed were that she gave thanks to God and that she spoke about the child to everyone who was there. When she talks about the redemption of Israel, it's just talking about God's promised salvation to his people. And she knew that Jesus, this little child, was God's answer to their greatest problem, the problem of the sin in their hearts that cut them off from God and that they needed rescuing from. And Anna had lived a very, very, very long time, but when she saw this baby, she was so excited because she knew that Jesus was going to be God's big answer to our biggest problem. Okay, so what does your picture of Anna look like? Maybe a little bit like mine, probably a lot better than mine. But you know, God sent Anna to show us that this little baby who had just been born really is God's promised rescue. Even though a little baby may not look very big or strong, nonetheless, this baby would grow up to rescue all of us. And this is something she was amazingly excited about. So just one question for us as we finish today, and it's this. Are you still excited about Jesus? That's the question for all of us. Are you still excited about Jesus? Okay, it's easy to be excited, to be most excited about other things in life. But actually, the thing that is most exciting is Jesus and all that he has done for us. And maybe just for those of us who are a little bit older, here's a challenge for us in 2021. Could it be that, like Anna, we should be, the older you get, the more excited about Jesus you should become. Because the more you realize we need saving, and the more you realize Jesus has come to do exactly that. So as you get a year older over this coming year, will you get a year more excited about Jesus and all that he's come to do, just as Anna, who God wrote into our Bibles for us to imitate, I think, also got excited. Thanking God for Jesus, like Anna, speaking about Jesus to everyone who wants to hear.